Buffaloes, buffaloes, thousands abreast, a scourge and amazement, they swept to the west. With black barking noses, with red rolling tongues, coughing forth steam from their leather-wrapped lungs, cows with their calves, bulls big and thin, goring the laggard, shaking the mane, standing thin feet, flashing moon eyes, pompous and howly, shaggy and wise, like sea cliffs and caves resounded their ranks, with shoulders like waves and undulant flanks, tide upon tide of strange fury and foam, spirits and wraiths. The blue was their home, the sky was their goal, where the star flags are furled, and on past those star golden splendors they whirled. They burned to dim meteors lost in the deep, and I turned in dazed wonder, thinking of sleep. I heard a cricket's cymbals play, a scarecrow lightly flapped his rags, and a pan that hung by his shoulder rang, rattled and thumped in a listless weep. And now the wind in the chimney sang, the wind in the chimney, the wind in the chimney, the wind in the chimney, seemed to say, dream, boy, dream, if you anywise can. To dream is the work of beast or man. Life is the west going green, storm's breath. Light is a dream, the sigh of the skies, the breath of the stars that nod on their pillows with their golden hair mussed over their eyes. The locust played on his musical wing, sang to his mate of love's delight. I heard the whippoorwill's soft breath. I heard a cricket caroling. I heard a cricket caroling. I heard a cricket say, good night, good night, good night, good night.